Page 8. Sample ballot, May 15, 2018, primary election. This sample ballot is a composite of all contests and measures appearing on ballots in Marion County. Not all voters will vote on every office or measure. If you have more than one candidate filed for an office on your ballot, you may notice that the names do not appear in alphabetical order as might be expected. A random alphabet is drawn by the Secretary of State for every election, which determines the order in which the names of candidates will appear on the ballot. The alphabet for the May 15, 2018 primary election is as follows: J, P, Q, V, U, B, Z, Y, A, O, I, D, W, X, L, E, S, T, G, R, M, H, C, F, N, K. Remember, all ballots will be mailed April 25th. Democratic Party, Federal Offices, United States Representative in Congress, 5th District, Peter Wright, Kurt Schrader. State of Oregon Governor, candidates Ed Jones, Kate Brown, Candace Neville. State Senate, 10th District, Deb Patterson, Timothy John Graham. State Senate, 11th District, Joyce H. Judy, Peter Courtney. State Senate, 13th District, Paul Diller, Sarah Gritter. Democratic Party State Senate, 20th District, Charles Gallia. State Senate, 30th District, Solia Kabakoff. State Representative, 17th District, Renee Windsor White. State Representative, 18th District, Barry Shapiro, Doug L. Culver. State Representative, 19th District, Mike Ellison. State Representative, 20th District, Paul Evans. State Representative, 21st District, Brian Clem. State Representative, 22nd District, Teresa Alonzo Leon. State Representative, 23rd District, Danny Jaffer. State Representative, 25th District, Dave McCall. State Representative, 39th District, Elizabeth Grasser Lindsay. State Representative, 59th District, Darcy Long Curtis. Page 9, continuing with Democratic Party, Marion County Commissioner, Position 1, Shalishwa Cryer. Commissioner, Position 2, Matt Plummer, Bill Burgess, Sadie K. Carney. The Independent Party of Oregon is a third major political party in Oregon. The label does not mean nonpartisan. To be associated with the Independent Party, an individual must have marked independent and under political party choice of his or her voter registration. A nonpartisan voter is the person that marked not a member of a party when registering to vote. Sample ballot, not all voters will vote on every office or measure. Independent Party, Federal Offices, United States Representative in Congress, 5th District, no candidate filed. State of Oregon Governor, Dan, Mr. P. Pistorosi, Sky J. Allen, Patrick Starnes. State Senate, 10th District, no candidate filed. State Senate, 11th District, no candidate filed. State Senate, 13th District, no candidate filed. State Senate, 20th District, no candidate filed. State Senate, 30th District, no candidate filed. State Representative, 17th District, no candidate filed. State Representative, 18th District, no candidate filed. State Representative, 19th District, no candidate filed. State Representative, 20th District, no candidate filed. State Representative, 21st District, no candidate filed. State Representative, 22nd District, no candidate filed. State Representative, 23rd District, no candidate filed. State Representative, 25th District, no candidate filed. State Representative, 39th District, no candidate filed. State Representative, 59th District, no candidate filed. Page 10, continuing with Independent Party, Marion County Commissioner, Position 1, no candidate filed. And Commissioner, Position 2, no candidate filed. Republican Party, Federal Offices, United States Representative in Congress, 5th District, Robert L. Reynolds, Mark Callahan, Joey Nations. Republican Party, State of Oregon Governor, Newt Bueller, Keenan W. Bohawk, Greg C. Woodridge, Jonathan L. Edwards III, David I. Stauffer, Jeff Smith, Jack W. Tacey, Brett Hyland, Bruce Cuff, Sam Carpenter, State Senate 10th District, Jackie F. Winters, State Senate 11th District, Greg Warnock, State Senate 13th District, Kim Thatcher, State Senate 20th District, Alan R. Olson. Continuing Republican Party, State Senate 30th District, Cliff Bentz, State Representative 17th District, Sherry Springer, State Representative 18th District, Rick Lewis, State Representative 19th District, Densick Nicole Poles, Michael Hunter, Satya Kandrigal, State Representative 20th District, Selma Pierce, Kevin S. Chambers, State Representative 21st District, Jack L. Esp, State Representative 22nd District, Marty Hyen, State Representative 23rd District, Chris Morse Biedso, Mike Neerman. We're now on page 11, continuing with Republican Party sample ballot. State Representative 25th District, Bill Post. State Representative 39th District, Christine Drazen, John Lee, Seth A. Ridmark, Ken Kraft. State Representative 59th District, Daniel G. Bonham. Continuing with Republican Party, Marion County Commissioner Position 1, Mark Pease, Kevin Cameron. Commissioner Position 2, Colm Willis, Brad Nanke. Nonpartisan Offices. State of Oregon, Nonpartisan Offices, Commissioner of the Bureau of Labor and Industries, Lou Ogden, Val Hoyle, Jack Howard. Judge of the Supreme Court, Position 3, Van Pounds, Megan A. Flynn. Position 2, Rebecca Duncan. Judge of the Court of Appeals, Position 10, Rex Armstrong, Kyle K. Crone. Position 6, James or Jim C. Egan. Position 9, Erica Hadlock. Judge of the Circuit Court, 3rd District. Position 5, Anthony the Bear Barons, John Weiner, Daniel Wren. Position 8, David E. Leith. Position 10, Lindsay Partridge. Position 10, Donald Abar. Position 12, Cortland Geyer. Marion County District Attorney, Paige E. Clarkson. North Marion County Justice of the Peace, Janice D. Zarianoff. We're now on page 12, continuing sample ballot. City of Salem, Mayor Chuck Bennett. Councilor Ward 2, Tom Anderson. Councilor Ward 4, Jacqueline Leung. Stephen McCoy. Councilor Chris Hoy. Municipal Court Judge Melissa Parker and Jane Aiken. Note, Salem Councilor Ward 8 is in Polk County and will appear on Polk County ballots for that area. Each person registered in the Democratic or Republican Party will also receive a ballot for precinct committee person. What is a precinct committee person? These are the men and women who represent their political party in each precinct on a countywide committee called a central committee. One committee person, male and female, is elected in each precinct for every 500 voters, or major part thereof, that are registered in that precinct on January 31st of the year of the primary. Precinct people attend meetings of their local central committee, help set party agenda and party platform, help candidates run for office, and conduct other business of the local party. As members of the Central Committee, they help elect people to represent their county at the state party level, and the state members select representatives to the national party committees. Precinct people also help select replacements when vacancies appear in state legislative offices. How do I qualify for a precinct committee person? All candidates must be registered electors of at least 18 years of age. To be placed on the ballot, a candidate must be a member of a major political party by 180 days prior to the primary election, September 7, 2017, for this election. A candidate may be elected to represent the precinct in which he or she resides or an adjoining precinct in the same county. A precinct committee person holds office from the 24th day after the primary to the 24th day after the next primary. Can I write myself or someone else in? To qualify, a write-in candidate must be a member of the major political party for 180 days prior to the primary election and must receive at least 3 votes from different electors to be elected to the office. The precinct person ballot will indicate the office by male and female and will indicate how many offices are to be elected in your precinct by wordage as vote for 3. You can write in a name that is not on the ballot by filling in the box next to write in and then legibly entering the first and last names of your choice on the line provided. The same name entered multiple times on an individual ballot will only be counted as one vote. Page 13. Aurora, RFPD number 63, measure 24-428, referred to the people by the fire board, replace current tax levy for emergency fire and medical services. Question, shall ARFPD replace current operating levy with a levy of 99 cents per $1,000 assessed value for 5 years, beginning in fiscal year 2018-2019? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Salem-Keizer School District, measure 24-429, referred by Salem-Keizer School Board, bonds for school construction, renovations, expansions to address overcrowding and safety. Question, shall Salem-Keizer School District construct, upgrade, renovate, expand schools to address overcrowding and safety by issuing $619,700,000 general obligation bonds? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership. They're not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Polk County Fire District No. 1, Measure 27-128, referred to the people by the District Board. Renewal of 5-year local option levy for emergency service operations. Question, shall district levy taxes of 19 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for 5 years, beginning 2019-2020, for emergency service operations? This measure renews current local option taxes. The full ballot title text for local measures starts on page 26 of this voter's pamphlet. Sign up for updates about your ballot from the Marion County Clerk. Prep, send, received, accepted, track your ballot. The Marion County Clerk is offering a program to voters in Marion County that allows them to track the status of their ballot through automated notifications. Participating voters will have the option of receiving text, email, or voice alerts at several points on their ballot's journey. If you have any questions about this service, please call the Marion County Clerk's office at 503-588-5041. Sign up today to begin receiving messages. https://MarionCountyClerk.i3ballot.net/voter/login#.